Loving brothers and sisters, members of branch churches and local sanctuaries, all believers and viewers in the world who are attending this service through the internet. In the last session, I told you about different living environments of heaven. When I explained about the residence of the third kingdom of heaven at the last session, I spoke about up-down court that the Forbes magazine issued as the world's most expensive house. Today, I want to give you one more explanation about that house. The Forbes magazine ranked Up-Down Court as the world's most expensive house only among the houses on sale. In fact, there are more expensive and more splendid houses or palaces where world-renowned rich men or kings and royal families live. But those houses have never been on sale, and no one can measure the price. So the Forbes magazine measured only the houses on sale. Brothers and sisters in Christ, heaven is not just a world and the dreams that children imagine while they read fairy tales. It is not an imaginary country that people desire and long for who are tired of their life on earth. Heaven is actually much more beautiful and happier than the imaginary world in fairy tales. It does exist in reality. Many people of this world think this invisible world is everything. I mean, this visible world is everything, but this world is only a shadow, and the actual entity is the kingdom of heaven. Also, we live in this world only for the moment, but in the kingdom of heaven, we live forever. I'm telling you in detail about the heavenly kingdom, which exists in reality. 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, "If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied." Aren't we walking a narrow way, not watching what we should not watch, not going where we should not go, and not doing what we should not do? How poor are we if we have hoped in this life only? But we believers are not to be pitied, but truly we are blessed because the heavenly kingdom surely exists. We are blessed because we can prepare our lives to enjoy the greatest of all happiness in that kingdom of heaven. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will accept this message in complete faith and hope so that you will enjoy delight and happiness in the kingdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the verse 4 from today's scripture says, "And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning, nor crying, or pain. The first things have passed away." That's right. To begin with, in the heavenly kingdom, our body will not suffer from any disease or stress, so we will always be healthy and refreshed. Also, we won't ever have to shed any tears of sorrow and get frustrated due to difficult situations or to mourn about anything. We'll know and experience only the delightful and happy things. We'll always be full of thanks and praises as we are touched by the love of Father God each and every moment. How happy will it be if there is no sorrows, worries, pains, deaths, and something like that? Wouldn't it be good if there is nothing to worry about? You men's mission members worry how to support their own family. Even if they have a job, they also worry about being fired because the economic situation is not so good. They have to be recognized. They have to be promoted. There are envy, jealousy, arguments, anxieties, and stuff. There are few people who don't have such things. Even if they have fortune, they still have something to worry about. They even have more to worry about. In my case, except worrying about the kingdom of God, I have nothing to worry about. For myself, for my family, I've never worried about it. I leave them up to God. I don't worry, what if I got sick? What if I meet an accident or a disaster? I don't worry about it. No anxiety, nothing. Only for the spiritual things about God's kingdom. That's it. In heaven, there is no stress or disease, so you'll be in good shape all the time without getting sick. Just by being in the space of the kingdom of heaven, we will feel great peace and happiness. Additionally, God has prepared many kinds of resort facilities to give His children more delight and greater happiness. As I told you in the last session, those who go into the second kingdom of heaven can receive one recreational facility that He likes the most in His individual house. But those who have cast off all forms of evil and become sanctified will go to the third kingdom, and they can have whatever kinds of recreational facilities that they want to have in their house. Those who go into the city of New Jerusalem will also have whatever kind of facilities they like, but the size and scope of them will be much greater and better than those of the third kingdom. Now, what kind of resort or recreational facilities does the first kingdom of heaven have? In the first kingdom, there are some resort and recreational facilities, but they are for public use. I already told you that the houses in the first kingdom of heaven are like apartments of this world. In apartments of this world, they may have some facilities inside the complex for all the residents to use. In the same way, in the first kingdom as well, there are public resort facilities. For example, there are parks that have wonderful looking trees and pretty flowers. And there are also lakes and promenades that are for public use. In the same way, people will have common use of swimming pools, golfing courses, tennis courts, or amusement parks. These public facilities are maintained by the angels to be at the best condition all the time. So even when many people use them, they don't get dirty or worn out, and they are never out of order. Also, when God's children want to use a certain kind of facility, the angels help them in anything that they want to do, so they can use it without any difficulty. There are no personally assigned angels in the first kingdom of heaven, but there are angels there to assist the children of God whenever necessary. In the first and the second kingdoms of heaven, the angels do not serve individuals by reading their minds like in New Jerusalem or the third kingdom. It is necessary to speak to the angels to get help. There are also many angels in paradise, but the main role of the angels in paradise is not to help the children of God, but to maintain various facilities in paradise. I told you that there are no personal owned houses in paradise, but there are places similar to public assistance shelters. Then does that mean there are no recreational facilities in paradise? Even in public assistance shelters on this earth, they have TVs for everyone to watch. They also have sports facilities and equipment like tables for tennis or like children's playgrounds. Likewise, in paradise, there are some recreational facilities and some facilities for sports or games. But the quality and the level of significance of those facilities are very different from those in other places in heaven. For example, just think about the playground. A playground in a public daycare center and the one in a high-end apartment complex will be very different in its significance and quality. Even on this earth, each amusement park has great differences from each other. And in the same way, recreational facilities in the heavenly kingdoms are also very different in their quality and size in different dwelling places. And in the third kingdom of heaven and in New Jerusalem, you can have them in your own house. So how amazing this is. Also, the amusement parks in the heavenly kingdom are much bigger than even Disneyland, and the rides are much more fun and exciting than those of this earth. In heaven, we will have a perfected heavenly body, so we won't have any fear. So even when we ride on a roller coasters, we won't feel any fear. Some girls and ladies, because of their fear, they cannot ride on such things, right? Some of them look pale after they ride on it. They're seized with fear. We will just feel the excitement and thrill of it, so we'll be so happy and delighted. Therefore, even those who cannot ride on those rides because of fear of height or timidity can enjoy those things as much as they want in the heavenly kingdom. And the same principle can be applied in search too. That is, if you go into spirit, you can have control over the physical environment, so you can enjoy even the scariest ride. Rise in heavenly kingdom will never be out of order. But even if your body were to fly out during the ride, you can never get injured. You can even land on the ground like a master of martial arts or angels may hold you. Why don't you imagine riding on a Viking ride with the dear Lord and screaming with joy as you ride? How happy and glad you will be. You know, when people ride on the roller coasters, they scream, but there are two kinds of scream. One is from out of joy, and the other is from out of fear. Would you like to know how to get rid of such fear so that you don't need to fear anything? Well, I used to have a fear of heights before I met God. And when I was a kid, my father told me those horror stories, like ghosts. When I needed to go to a restroom, there was no electricity. So when it was at night, it was so dark, and my father told me about ghosts who pulled hair in the dark restroom. A story like a woman who drowned in a well, and that woman came out of the well at night. Well, my father told me about those horror tales when I was a kid. It was for fun, and I enjoyed listening to such stories. But when I tried to go to the restroom at night, then I was afraid. But after I accepted the Lord, such fear was gone. Why? Because I changed my mind. They are untruth. Even if they exist, what is it that I need to worry about? All I have to do is to drive them away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they will go away. Since I can control them and rule them, there was nothing to fear of. If there is a haunted house or something like that, I want to go there. I want to sleep there. There's nothing to fear of. I enjoy riding on a roller coaster. Even if I go up high tower or something like that, then I don't have any fear of heights. I'd rather enjoy it. Why? Because I changed my mind. The roller coaster is operating hundreds of times a day, hundreds of thousands of times a year. But why is it that it's going to be an out of order when I ride on it? And since my Father God is with me, how can an accident happen? Why do you need to worry about it? Don't worry and just enjoy it. Right after this church was founded, we went to a theme park with quite elderly people and during Servant of God seminars. When I rode an aerial cable car, there came a fear of heights a little bit. Then I changed my mind. I will enjoy looking down at scenery from it. I don't need to worry. I'll never be out of order. It will never be out of order. Even if it goes out of the order, out of order, and I fall down, I'll be rather happy because I go to heaven. So let's enjoy riding on it. I changed my mind like that, and I could enjoy it. I could feel the fear of heights that I used to have when I was a kid. It was gone from me. Since then, I have been able to enjoy whatever it is. All you need to do is to change the way you think. When you think positively, then it will change. Furthermore, on this earth, you often have to wait in a long line in amusement parks. But if you have those things in your own house, you don't have to wait. You can enjoy them anytime you want. If you go to the amusement park on weekends, you will probably wait in ride. And when we held the Daejeon Expo, people came all over the country. So they had to wait 30 minutes or an hour to see or ride something. You have to wait an hour too. Even for the ride not fun, you wait 30 minutes. So you can't ride on a few, even if you stay there all day long. Also, you can invite your beloved ones and enjoy together. So how exciting it'll be. But because most facilities in the second and first kingdom and paradise are for public use, they have more restriction on using them. Also, the quality of amusement parks will be much lower. Not all the big amusement parks in New Jerusalem are present in every other dwelling place. Just as the quality of the amusement parks on this earth are different, the better the heavenly dwelling places, the better their respective facilities. But it doesn't mean that amusement parks in paradise will have only simple things like swings, slides, and seesaws. Even the amusement parks in paradise will have roller coasters and merry-go-rounds and other rides, but the quality of those will be less than the facilities of other heavenly dwelling places. Also, those in New Jerusalem can use recreational facilities anytime they want, but those in paradise cannot use them so freely. They don't have so many chances to use them. For example, those who are living in Seoul can use the amusement parks relatively more easily because they are close to Seoul. But for those who are living on isolated islands, it is not easy to go to amusement parks even if they want to go. They can visit those places only in some special occasions. Likewise, there are, of course, the facilities in paradise, but not everybody can use them anytime they want. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in heaven, other than using recreational facilities, there are many more things from which we can have fun and excitement. Some may think that it'll be boring to live with the heavenly body and heavenly kingdom, but even heavenly body feels fun. Fleshly fun will change, and after some time, we'll feel tired of it. But spiritual fun is always new and refreshing. Even on this earth, we can see that our love will be deeper and our happiness will be greater to the extent to which we cultivate spirit in us. Well, someone told me that she had a hard time because she hated someone. She said she hated someone. He didn't want to look at her. She didn't want to see her. Then while she was praying, she felt something like water came into her body and filled her body. Then she felt the body was filled with love. Then she started to miss that person. So she met her and she said she made peace with the person. When I heard it, I was touched. She said, when she started to have a conversation with the person without any ill feelings against the person, she felt so cool. She misses the person. She used to hate that person, but she's changed and she misses the person. There is another lady. She said she used to hate her husband. She said her husband seemed to show off, but she thought he had nothing to show off. She thought she was better than him. She thought she was smarter than him. So she ignored him and neglected him. Then after she received the prayer of love, she came to have love feel in her heart. She came to hate her husband no more. She now misses her husband. She wants to love him. So she confessed that she can now evangelize him. So many people came to me and gave their testimonies about love. When you become a man of spirit, then you can have love as much as you have become a man of spirit. The more you can cultivate your heart into spirit, the more you can have and the deeper your love. And when you have such love, it's easier for you to come into spirit. And because the heart of spirit doesn't change, if you like something, you'll like it forever and you won't ever feel bored or tired of it. Then what else are there in heaven that will give you fun and excitement? First, just as people on this earth have their hobbies, develop their skills, and make their lives richer, we'll also have hobbies in heaven. You will enjoy and learn not only the things you like on this earth, but also the things that you forsake in order to be faithful to the kingdom of God. For example, if you really want to learn a certain musical instrument, you can learn it in heaven. Whether it is piano, violin, flute, or any other instrument, if you want to learn how to play it, you can learn and play it. And in heaven, everyone becomes very wise, and it won't take long time to be able to play those instruments well. You can quickly learn and master it. Other than these hobbies, there are also many sports games you can play. But there won't be any competitive sports like wrestling or boxing, which can harm the opponent. The games will usually be competition of individual or team skills. For example, we may play some games like volleyball, basketball, football, baseball, and tennis, or we can compete as individuals in games like skiing, golfing, bowling, or swimming. Also, we'll be able to enjoy some sports that people usually cannot enjoy on this earth, such as hang gliding, windsurfing, or yachting. Some people come to ride on that hang glider. In the area of my prayer house, I thought people cannot drive the hang glider and just go where the wind blows. But I was wrong. It can make turns and it can even drive rear. They can stay in the air quite a long time and enjoy looking down at the surface of the ground. They say it is so exciting that they cannot stop it once you do it. They say it and they cannot forget the thrill that they feel in the sky. In heaven, we can quickly learn how to ride them. And even if we make mistakes, there is no danger of accidents or injury. Brothers and sisters, just imagine flying across the skies of the heavenly kingdom, taking in all the beautiful scenery from a hang glider. Also, imagine yourself windsurfing or yachting in fresh and cool wind. Don't you feel so clear and refreshed, and doesn't happiness flow into your heart? In the heavenly kingdom, there are many, many happy and joyous things. The sports facilities or the exercising equipment won't be dangerous at all. They are made with wondrous materials and decorated with gold and jewels to add to the joy and happiness when we exercise. Also, the exercising equipment in heaven will be individually accommodating according to the desires of the players to increase the enjoyment of the user. For example, suppose you are bowling. The bowling balls and pins will change their colors as the players want, and the positions and distance will be controlled automatically. Also, when you bowl, the pins will fall with such clear sound, giving out beautiful gifts. Of course, the bowling ball is made of gold, and the bowling pins too. We won't have any evil desire to win against all other opponents and stand above them. So to win the game is actually to give more joy and benefit to the other people. Then you may wonder, what is the meaning of a game in which there is no winner? But in heaven, we don't have the joy about winning a game or a competition. When you play a game, the heart of the man of spirit is different from the heart of the man of flesh. If you come into spirit, you may understand it. The man of spirit doesn't play a game only to win it. The man of spirit plays games considering others and sometimes lose the game purposely. When I go on a vacation or I go in a church meeting and have some free time, then I usually play games. Sometimes I feel like to lose a game. Then I happen to make a mistake. Because I don't try hard to win the game, I make a mistake. Why do I want to lose a game? Sometimes we play games for money. We put a such amount of money. And the first winner gets this much, and the second gets that much and stuff. When someone whom I play a game with has his father's birthday coming, then I feel like to lose a game. If he wins, he will get the money and use it for his father's birthday. Of course, I give him money to prepare for his father's birthday. But by playing games, he can get more money. Then it's easy, isn't it? All I have to do is just making a mistake, and then he win the game. If I play this kind of game, I feel so happy, even though I lose the game. But I must be careful not to lose the game all the time, because it'll make others bored. So sometimes I have to win the game, so that others can enjoy the game. Then sometimes I feel like I have to win. I must win. Then I definitely win. How? Angels help. In heaven, angels cannot help you because they are all seen, so they cannot help. But on this earth, since people cannot see them, they don't know even if they help you. So if angels help me, I get first place where I can't. Then others admit it. Why? Because the impossible became possible. So anyone can see that angels helped. No one can deny it. They say, oops, angels helped you and you couldn't help but win the first place. Those things are really fun because the impossible things become possible. We'll be joyous enough just by enjoying the games with our brothers and sisters. Of course, there are also games in which we have fun through a competition in goodness. God explained one of those games to us. When children of God have a heavenly banquet, some of them go to the flowers and breathe in the scent of the flower, and then they come back and give out the fragrance in competition. According to how much scent they breathed in and how much they pleased others with that scent, and according to how well they mixed all the scents together, the winner will be decided. There are times to win a game or lose a game. You cannot win a game all the time. Not every perfume smells the same. They are all different. And there are expensive ones and not so expensive ones. I think it's strange. When I go to home visiting, they serve me kimchi. Then the taste is totally different. Just like this taste, no matter how long you practice, there are differences between skills, and you can win the game or you can lose the game. And it makes the game interesting. Do you think it's interesting if one man wins the game all the time? Well, likewise, even when we play some kind of competitive games, it's only to give more benefit and joy to others. It is not that we ourselves will win and boast of ourselves, but through this kind of game, we'll give joy to others and also to the Father God, so that we will also be loved by God. Likewise, in heaven, in just playing one game, we do not seek our own benefit, but everything is done in goodness. So how beautiful a place it is. Brothers and sisters, today, with the development of science, some people enjoy computer games or some games with various kinds of equipment. Those who like these games may wonder whether there is a game of that kind even in the kingdom of heaven. Of course, there are many more kinds of entertainment from which we can feel much greater fun than those of this world. We are going to live in heaven forever. It should not be boring. You think it's okay with singing just praises? You're not get tired in heaven, so you won't be sleepy. So there are many things to enjoy, many rides, many sport games, and something like that. Even when we praise, there will be many different types of dancing too. We'll sing praises in a ferry. The ferry will be made of crystal so that you can see through fish. Fish will sing along with us. Fish will dance and jump around the ship. There are many things to do when we go to heaven. Furthermore, they don't cause any tiredness or harm, the vision like computer games. Nothing in heaven is boring or tiring. Rather, everything is made in such a way that it will only have a good and positive influence on us. Many children like dolls. Then, are there dolls of that kind in heavenly kingdom as well? Dolls in this world, they have no life, so they don't understand their owners or talk with them. Still, children like them so much. They care for them, wash them, clothe them, and they give their love to them. Some children don't eat at all for days when they lose their dolls. Some children just cry, doing nothing for many days. Even though dolls don't have a life, children love them. But even though the owners give their love like that, and the dolls never understand the love of the owners. But it's different in Heavenly Kingdom. If a child likes a doll but has given it up because he loves God more, in the kingdom of heaven, she will receive something much better than the doll. She may be given an angel which becomes like a doll to her, but this angel will talk to the owner and act according to desires of the owner. Or she may be given a lovely pet animal so that she will feel much more fun and delight than playing with a doll. In heaven, there are many kinds of cultural events that give us happiness and moving emotions to us, other than what I have told you today. There are many parties and performances. About these things, I'll tell you in the next session. Those praise singers, dancers, and musicians, if you go to New Jerusalem, you'll be the top-rated singers and dancers. The first class performance in heaven. Just imagine how many singers and actors are there in heaven. If they go to the second kingdom of heaven, then they will the first class performance in the second kingdom of heaven. Let's say you passionately praise the Lord and gave great glory to God. But then you quit it in the middle, then you will not be singing in heaven. If you happen to quit it because of your age, then it's fine. If you have to quit it because you're assigned a position, such as a president of a certain mission, then it's fine too. You didn't give up. You managed it well till the end. But if you quit it due to your personal reason, then it is giving it up in the middle. You cannot sing in heaven. In the past, so many fans followed a good actor. And if there was filming, then so many crowds would come. It was true even in 1960s and 1970s. It is still the same. A popular celebrity has many fans wherever he or she goes. So does those praise singers and dancers of this church. All the people in heaven recognize them. Even those in paradise or the first kingdom, heavenly kingdom, they will also watch all the events held in New Jerusalem. So they will recognize those singers and dancers. What a glory it is. Let me conclude the message, brothers and sisters in Christ. In this session, I talked to you about the resort facilities and recreational life in the heavenly kingdom. I explained that in heaven, God gives to us according to what we have done and sown on this earth, so everything will be different in each dwelling place. For example, the angels in paradise do not personally serve or help the children of God, but they just maintain the facilities in paradise. Then you may think, even on this earth, in good hotels or amusement parks, the service is so good, and so isn't paradise worse than this? But let me ask you a question. Is there any place on earth where you can have good service without paying for it? Do you have to tip an angel? No, you don't need to in heaven. But you have to in this earth. They serve you because you will tip them. When you go to a nice hotel, depending on what kind of car you are driving, their treat will be different. If you drive an exotic car, they will greet you from the gate of the hotel and open the car for you. But what if you drive an old used car? then they don't even greet you. They don't open the door for you. Even though you are the guest of the hotel, their treat becomes changed completely. On earth, attendants serve you according to what you pay them. And for a better service, you must pay them more. Sometimes when you drive an exotic car, you're served better by others than when you drive an ordinary car, right? Now, think of the people who went into paradise. They didn't do anything for God with faith on this earth, but only by complete grace of the Lord, they escaped from the horrible punishment of hell. You think, I will be hurt? I don't care. It doesn't matter how they treat me. But until you come to spirit, your heart will be different. Your heart will be disheartened. Actually, it's nothing. I heard some people's conversations, but they soon get hurt. Looking at them, I thought, how good would it be if they opened their heart and accept everything with amen and talk? Just because one person speaks badly, it hurts the other and make him cry while talking. It would be nice if they just embrace everything. Why can't they talk with smiles? I thought about that. Well, I wondered how good it would be if you could talk with each other laughing, even though the situation was a little different from each other. How good it would be if you receive it with gentle smiles, although some positions out, someone points out. It would be nice if you just pass those things with the heart of the Lord. So they will give thanks forever just by the fact that they were saved and they are in paradise. May you all mommy members work faithfully for the kingdom of the Lord and for other souls with thanks and desire to pay back the grace of the Lord. And may you receive more valuable rewards and enjoy greater happiness and joy in heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.